Welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everyone's having a blessed day today. Everything has gotten a little wild this morning, but as many of our listeners have already done, I've spoken to a lot of them and seen a lot of emails. Most of our listeners are already prepared and ready for pretty much what we've been talking about for the last couple weeks, Dad. And how are you doing today?
Oh, this is the day the Lord hath made. Awesome. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. I'm blessed. You know, the whole thing about it is let's talk about the Donald. Let's talk about him actually reading a teleprompter last night and him not speaking in fragmented sentences and him looking like he was sick on heavy medication, trying to hold back several coughs. Let's talk about all that. And let's talk about the fact that he scared the holy living crap out of everybody last night. Why don't we talk about that? I mean, and yet offered absolutely nothing, Austin, about vitamin C, D3,
nope,
or iodine.
Nope.
I mean, we got Italy in a complete meltdown. We got Spain in a meltdown. We got France in a meltdown. But he decides to go ahead and spend Europe, travel to Europe, to all a bunch of countries that have had zero deaths or minimal deaths from coronavirus while this thing's running rampant here in the United States. This is a complete and total orchestrated takedown of the entire global financial system, period. That's what this is. The international banking community, the cabalists that run this country, who run Donald Trump and have run every president since John F. Kennedy, I'm not going to just pick on Trump on this one, have basically decided they want a new world order. And they decided to go ahead and do it. I mean, the doggone Dow has busted again. We hit another doggone 7% tripping circuit again. I mean, Axelrod, you know, the Obama Gulf oil speech, like the Gettysburg address compared to Trump's coronavirus address. Trump's coronavirus address was awful. Here's the guy who 2 weeks ago told us that basically there was nothing wrong with the virus. It was like having a cold. And now he puts a full-blown panic into the global markets. I mean, Boris, the president out of England, the prime minister over there, is now telling Trump that he's nuts, basically, and throws a travel ban exemption back in Trump's face. It's not going to make one bit of difference. I mean, we're going to have massive amounts of people being laid off now in the United States. Last night we went to see the movie, by the way, which is a very good movie, Call of the Wild, with Harrison Ford last night. A great movie for kids. And what ends up happening is we get to the movie theater and it's crickets, crickets. I mean, we're like, okay, there's nobody here. And then we walked in and we said, who's here? And they said, you guys are here. And I'm like, you guys? What do you mean you guys? You're it. There's nobody else here. 10, 12 theaters. And I'm like, what the heck? So we walk into the theater and we're by ourselves. And I'm like, and this movie's only been released for a week or so. So I walked in, we sat down. I got on my iPhone, started checking emails, sending out texts, all the little dancing popcorn people came up and said, turn your phones off. And I'm like, what for? There's nobody else here. I'm not interfering with anybody. And finally, a lone person walks in and sits down front. And I looked at him and I said, I see we're not by ourselves, you know. No, there's three of us. And when we walked out of the theater, after a bunch of movies all got out at the same time, four people walked out of the theater, my wife, myself, and two others. That was it. Now, I heard the people in the front talking about hours being laid off. They were frightened. They were scared. This is before Trump's address. Before. I mean, this man has scared the holy living bejeebies out of everybody. The time to have stopped this was 2 months ago when Austin and I released the information on the news. I had my friends in China sending me emails, and I was talking to them via Skype, and I warned you guys this crap was coming, and we need to suspend travel out of China and the Far East. Stop it. We still have people coming from China today. Today. They're coming. They're using alternative places to leave. Either they'd leave China, they fly to Thailand, or they fly to Laos, they fly to Cambodia, they fly somewhere else, and then they fly into the United States. I mean, this is the most ridiculous thing. Terrence came back from Italy last week. Didn't even get a thermometer tested. Nobody even asked. This is the most moronic administration in the history of the planet as far as their ability to do anything, except for speaking fragmented sentences. They do that great. So here's the problem that I've got with all of this stuff. It's fear porn. It's all a bunch of stinking fear porn because the international money changers, the Babylonian money magic boys and girls, the ones that Jesus Christ himself whipped out of the temple, have decided that they want a global meltdown. And these stupid lowlife have decided this is the right time. And not only to mention that, they decided they wanted to release a pandemic. This is, guys, this is not the bubonic plague. This is not it. But what this is an orchestrated systemic collapse of the entire financial system and the entire global economy. That's what's going on right now before our eyes. And that's what we see happening. Guys, if you listen to me in Austin, which I pray that you did, and oh, I prayed for you guys again this morning. I ask God to protect you and to bless you and to keep you and to let his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you and grant you grace, mercy, peace, love, health, prosperity, and companionship. I prayed that again. I pray that for you guys every single day. I stationed angels all around you. I pleaded the blood of Christ over you. I put a hedge of thorns around you guys all this morning. If you'll receive it, I prayed that for you. Because remember, I can't pray that over if you don't receive it. But guys, this is turning into an absolutely poop show out of Washington, D.C. And I said that in a very G-rated fashion, and I will tell you that every once in a while I use a bad word. I'm not going to pretend like I'm some angel and adjust my halo, because I do not. I'm saved by the blood of the Lamb, but that doesn't make me a person who never uses a bad word. Now, guys, listen to me for a second. Do not panic. I don't know what the heck I know what Donald Trump was doing. He was reading a script. He said they stuck it in front of him and they said, here, practice this about 3,000 times. You can get it right and read it exactly word for word. This is what they're doing right now. To stop traffic out of Germany? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? To stop air flights out of... Do you realize what this is going to do to the global economy, to the global airline industry, what it's going to do to hotels? All of this stuff is going to trickle down. I talked to a guy yesterday who's a car dealer over in Tampa. And he goes, oh, this won't hurt anything. This won't affect anybody. And he deals with imports. And I just started laughing. And he goes, what do you mean? Why are you laughing? And I said, bud, I said, you ain't been reading what I've been reading. I said, this is going to be trickle-down economics on steroids. The amount of people that are going to get laid off over this mess is going to be unprecedented. Why? Because of commerce. Look at Italy. Almost every single store and shop is closed now, including most grocery stores. This is what they're doing. China, they're saying, oh, we've recovered from the virus. No, they haven't. They're lying like a bunch of dirtbags like they always do. The Chinese lie about everything. They don't have a Christian government over there, and of course, I can't say we do either. See, the Chinese, I've got friends of mine who do business in China. I've got one buddy who's out of Orlando, and he's got a huge import-export company, and he basically does business with China. He says they will work with you, and they'll do everything they tell you they're going to do, and then they will lie to you, sign the contract, and lie, and basically say, sue us. We're going to do what we want to do now. Here's the pricing you're going to get. If you like it, you don't. Here's what you're going to do. And he said it's unbelievable. He says you never can trust anything they say. And that's exactly. And you say, well, that's now you're being stereotypical. I didn't say all Chinese did this. Don't put that on me. I said the Chinese government does this. This communist-run, communist manifesto, Lenin-Stalin mess that they have over there that was put together by the Rothschild banking cartel. That's who I said does this, because they don't remember. When you take Christianity out of the mix, when you take Christianity out, and you take the teachings of Jesus, then we go back to cursing each other. Then we go back to killing each other. Then we go back to basically committing adultery. Then we start going back to doing the stuff that like Roger Stone, the wife swapping, and all the bunch of sickos like that. This is the stuff you get without Jesus. You get a world that every thought is evil all of the time. That's what you get, and that's where we're going. Did you hear Trump talk about Jesus last night? Crickets. I'm still waiting. I haven't heard anything. I've never heard him mention one time the name of Jesus. Not once. So here's the problem we have. We've got a global economy now that's on the brink of complete and total collapse. Whether we want to believe it or not, it just is what it is. We're sitting here shell-shocked. Of course, they know how to handle you when you get shell-shocked, don't they? They learned that from Tavistock, didn't they? They learned that from World War I with actual shell shock, when people sat in trenches for weeks on end getting bombed and bombed and bombed and bombed and bombed. And finally, their personalities split, and they went somewhere else. They became a different person, and they had to leave their reality and go somewhere else because they couldn't deal with the emotional strain. And they learned how to manipulate groupthink and how to get people to do whatever they wanted to do. That was the beginnings of the MKUltra program, guys, the beginnings of the German concentration camp experiments. That's all when it started, 100 years ago, World War I. That's what they're doing to us right now. This is the Edward Bernays teachings, Freud teachings on steroids. Let's make it bad enough, let's make it suck so bad that they're willing to accept anything, including a new world order, including sending 30, 40,000 of our troops to Europe right now for some NATO exercise, completely unprotected, not wearing masks, whatever. Why don't we keep the troops here right now? Why don't we keep our troops in our country right now? Are we going to have those substituted with United Nations troops in the United States? Are we being sent over there to help the United Nations maintain order in Europe? Are we going to do a little swip swap, you know, change for show? We'll send our soldiers there. They send their soldiers here so they don't have a problem with firing on American citizens. What the heck is going on right now? And, guys, this is getting really screwed up. Now they're telling us that Tom Hanks has had coronavirus or has it. And of course, The Simpsons said that he was going to have coronavirus many years ago. So you got to call BS on Tom Hanks. This goes back to their crazy Babylonian white magic in which they've got to tell you what they're going to do. They got to broadcast in advance. It goes back to their gematria. These guys come in our churches. They come in our churches. They come in our Christian churches. And they pray over the congregation in some foreign language. And they do that Vulcan hand sign to the whole church as they're praying. That's a curse. That's gematria. And say, oh, no, he would never do it. I'm watching him on audio and videotape doing it. Don't tell me he didn't do it. He did it. I'm not going to mention any names. I already told you it was on a prior broadcast. This is the group that runs the planet. These are the Kabbalists, the Luciferians, the boys that go bump in the night. These are the guys who took down Building 7. These are the Druids, the doggone Babylonian money masters. This is the group of people that basically came out of the ancient Canaanite religions of Baal, Asherah, and Moloch, who went through the ancient Egypt religions, who put together the Zohar in a cave for 12 years listening to demons, who worship a snake in a tree. That's the guys who run the planet, and that's the guys who are doing this to us right now. The problem is, nobody wants to talk about this. Nobody wants to take a look at what's really going on. They just want to say, oh, isn't this interesting? The world's in a big fallout. Oh, we're hitting circuit breakers on the stock market right now. Guys, they do whatever they want to do. They knew it was a Ponzi scheme. They knew it had to come down. They want Donald Trump in the White House so badly for a second term because he's their man that they were willing to bring a doggone virus and to collapse the economy so he could not be blame shifted for it. That's why he's saying, oh, it'll be all fine now. Just give it a while. We'll roll through it. We'll be done. Schools and colleges are sending their students home right now. It's a major free fall, and it's going to trickle down through everything. But Donald Trump's going to be here, isn't he? Oh, yeah, that's right. He's the king of Israel. Oh, that's right. He's the new Messiah, according to some of the folks over there in England and in Israel and Europe and the stuff they write about him. What the heck, man? No, he's not. We have one Messiah, and that was Jesus Christ. That's who runs the planet as far as who's in charge of what's going on right now. Well, I should say it this way. He knows what's going on. He's not doing this. Jesus Christ, God Almighty, is not doing this. This is the evil one of their evil works that are doing this right now. But God's not being caught by surprise on this, guys. Take your supplements. Realize that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And understand this is orchestrated right now by the same group of people that Jesus Christ himself whipped out of the temple. Remember that. Never forget it, Austin. What do you think?
Well, that was well said. I mean, yeah, after I watched the same thing last night, and it's definitely, you can tell that this whole thing is starting to basically play out the way they wanted it to play out. And understand what I'm saying here. Remember, we've been saying this for the last couple weeks. I said they're going to try to get as much of it into the U.S. and downplay everything that's going on as long as possible. Because remember, they're planning on rolling out a vaccine in another 30 to 45 days. They've already said, I think, by the end of April, they want to have something ready to go. This is where it's headed next, guys. And Dad said something so succinctly, I didn't even think about it. How do we know this isn't going to be what they use the UN troops for? Because think about it. Just think about this for a second. If you wanted to get a populace that's heavily armed still and still quite aggressive and full of patriots, how do you get them to comply with a outside military force coming in, like a UN nation troop? I mean, in general, most aspects, if the UN came in the United States, the American patriots would wipe the floor up with them. just being honest with you, there's not enough UN troops to even make a dent on the U.S. population. I don't care what armaments they came in. In a ground war, war to war, barrel to barrel, the U.S. Patriots, even not even including the U.S. military, would completely and totally wipe out an invading UN force. That's a fact. With the amount of armaments, the amount of people, the amount of guns, the amount of training, the amount of veterans, it's not even a question. However, what happens if that American population is stuck in their houses and everybody's so scared to go outside or come in contact with anybody because we've been told that by the government that everything is this and this and this and this and there's a virus out there that basically is killing people? People are going to be a lot more susceptible and a lot easier going to do whatever another group comes in and says, hey, you guys got to do this. Hey, there's a quarantine. Hey, we have a curfew. Majority of people are going to go, that's fine. I don't want to be, don't come near me. I don't want to breathe on anybody. Don't talk to me. I'm going. And at the same time, they can come in and roll in whatever they want to do, roll in whatever roadblocks, roll in whatever stops, roll in whatever quarantine centers, roll in whatever checkpoints, roll in whatever FEMA camps they want. And there's going to be little to no opposition whatsoever. Now, one thing about this virus, and I was doing a lot of research on it last night, and I talked to Lana about it. We were kind of going over some notes just on stuff that we were looking up. And, you know, even in, like, pretty much every country, the death rate of children or young teens is virtually, like, non-existent. Like, nobody has died at all at a young age. Very few kids, even young, healthy adults, even contracted it. It's like, you know, 0.5%. Some cases say 0.9% contracted, but zero deaths. If you look in the U.S., the numbers that they basically have come up with as far as age, California and Los Angeles, the one death out there, the lady was like 69. California Placer death, it was a male that was like 75. Sacramento death, female that was like 90. Florida down here, male that was 71. Another female that was 77. New Jersey, male that was 69. South Dakota, male that was 65. You notice there's a reoccurring theme in almost every country. All the death rates are pretty much like 60 and up. Average is like 75 to 80 in like every single country. Now, a lot of people are arguing, saying, well, some of those people may have a compromised immune system, and no doubt, there's a high probability that a lot of those people have a compromised immune system. But stay with me here for a second. And this is just speculation, but I'm just bringing this up because I want to kind of clarify this on what I thought about last night. We know that this virus now, this coronavirus, whatever it is, we know that it has HIV protein to it. We know that it's lab-made. There's no question about that. The research has already come out and said it's physically impossible for this virus to basically mutate into this in nature with the different properties it has to it. So we're already putting that on the table. How do we know that this virus also wasn't genetically engineered to work in effect with another vaccine, say, the Simeon 40 vaccine that was given to everybody in their 60s, 70, 80 years old now, those people got it. How do we know that this vaccine wasn't engineered to basically tag on to whatever that virus was and basically make it much, much, much more lethal? Just throwing that out there. That being said, that means anybody basically in that age group needs to be very cautious right now. Extremely good sanitation habits, making sure you're keeping your diet clean. No sugar, no alcohol, no tobacco, the best you can at least. And making sure you're getting good mineral deposits like the Ultimate Multiple, the vitamin C, and so forth. And keeping your immune system really strong with the D3 and iodine. Because it appears to be, and you think about this for a second, wouldn't this be one of the most premier things for the globalists to do, to try to wipe out the old, strong, wise patriots that basically were the ones that have seen old America, that know what old America is, that actually are still wanting to make sure America is what it is? Not to mention, a lot of them are also, too, you think about it with Social Security now, which is absolutely chaotic as far as the numbers. Social Security is just, I mean, we already know that. That whole thing just doesn't even work. So that being said, like I said, I'm not trying to spook anybody or anything right now. I just started running numbers last night, and I looked at it, and it's just there's like no deaths at all for younger people at all. It's like zero deaths globally. So this seems to be something that is designed to go a certain way. I mean, but we already see now. I mean, now they shut down the NBA. I mean, entire NBA season is suspended till further notice. It's done. One of the NBA players got coronavirus now. So this is something that obviously is not a joke. We've been telling everybody that for weeks. Everybody was laughing and playing, oh, the toilet paper's gone. Yeah, because a lot of people realize that if you've got a self-quarantine, which is going to be one of the best things to do, not go out shopping, keep your packages coming to your house. If you get a package, basically probably open it up outside with gloves and then take the contents inside and leave the box outside by the trash can. That's realistically what I would probably start doing if you start getting packages in, especially if this thing escalates. And do your best to basically make sure you have the tools and equipment and nutrients and supplements and anything you need right now. Try to get them on hand, because the next thing that's going to happen, and I'm just telling you guys, this is what's going to happen next. FedEx, UPS, USPS workers, if they catch this, if anybody in any of these transport groups catches the coronavirus, they're going to have to quarantine facilities. That's it, because they're not going to know who they came in contact with, guys, which means other drivers, other deliverers are going to say, you guys can have at this. I'm taking a leave of absence. You can't fire me. We're union. I'm not going to basically catch this crap. So packages are going to basically start getting delayed. Freight's going to start getting delayed. That's the next step I'm letting you guys know right now. There was, I forgot the guy's name, was an old hockey player. And they're asking him how he did so good all the time. He goes, most people try to chase the puck. They try to chase the puck all around. He goes, I'm already anticipating where the puck's going to go before it gets there. That's what Dad and I have been doing for the last 2 months here. That's why we've been bringing up all this stuff. We've been talking about this for weeks. We're trying to figure out where this thing was going to go before it even got to the U.S. That's what Ted said. This, it was so silly that we were still allowing flights to come into China. You guys think it's ironic that Russia has had like zero cases or deaths of coronavirus? They've had like 40 or 50 cases in all of Russia. Anybody remember what Russia did as soon as this happened in January? They shut down all borders and all flights to China into Russia. All of them. Done. Borders. Done. Nobody. In. Done. We're quarantining the entire country. You guys can have fun with this crap yourself. Goodbye. We're not participating. Find it ironic that they're over there. They haven't had hardly anything with this, but they were the first ones to shut down air travel, first ones to shut down borders, first ones to say, almost like they already knew in advance what this was. They already got tipped off, hey, this is what's going to happen. You know what? We're just not going to participate. All the meantime, the United States over here is like fiddling. Oh, we'll have flights, and oh, we'll ground stuff. And now it's like an all-out chaotic. And now we're shutting down everything to Europe. We're gonna, next, they're going to ground flights in the U.S. That's going to be the only way to stop this. Because, I mean, now we're seeing, the only reason, guys, and understand this, the only reason we're seeing the numbers jump, I think it was like 300 new cases overnight in the U.S., and Dad called us out last week. They got new test kits in. They haven't been testing hardly anybody for the last week and a half. Now they got all these test kits in, and now you're about to see the numbers go through the roof. They are going to grow exponentially now in the U.S. Now, does that mean that everybody's going to get it? No. Does that mean that even if you get it, you can't properly recover with proper nutrients? No, quite contrary. And that's what frustrated me about that speech last night with Trump. I have been yelling every single day about the research articles that came out of China and came out of Thailand discussing how vitamin C almost immediately wipes out this coronavirus with intravenous vitamin C. And high doses can do the same thing orally. It takes a little bit longer. And nobody in the media, nor Trump, nor anybody has even mentioned that. Not even uttered the term vitamin C at all, guys. That's troubling to me because they see the same thing we do. This isn't rocket science. This isn't hard research to find. It's all over on the internet. I've seen it years before this even occurred. You can look back in articles and research studies going back 30, 40 years. They've said the same thing. But nobody wants to talk about it. Why? Because obviously there's another agenda with this. And if you don't think so, then I don't know what else to tell you. They are wanting to push. Remember, these vaccine companies are about to make billions of dollars when they come out with a vaccine that's going to get a global, basically, financial funding to it. I mean, what the whole thing that we're seeing now with all we're gonna give another big economy this, we're gonna give another $1 billion for this to fight coronavirus, we're gonna give another $1 billion for this to fight coronavirus. If they really actually wanted to stimulate the economy and they actually wanted to help the American populace get prepared, not only would they say, hey, you guys probably need to start taking some vitamin C and stock up on it, they'd say, guess what, guys? We're going to halt all income tax. As of right now, executive order, IRS is on hold. There will be no back IRS taxes. There will be no withholdings out of your check. IRS is frozen. We are not going to take funds from the American populace to feed the giant Federal Reserve Bank when obviously they don't know what they're doing and they can't handle this either, which I'm being almost sarcastic. We already know what they do. And the American populace needs as much money as they can get right now. So instead of having to give giant stimulus packages, we're going to let people actually keep all of their money that they work and they earn instead of taking it from them by gunpoint via checks and taking it from them. So that being said, I just want to kind of put all that out there. We already saw now that they're saying now this virus can live on surfaces for as long as 3 days, which brings to my point even more. Make sure you're keeping surfaces clean, doorknobs clean, bathroom doors clean, toilets clean, kitchens clean. Everything needs to be like wiped down every single day right now. And you need to basically make sure you understand who you're coming in contact with as best as possible. I know certain people are still working right now. I got that. Because, I mean, people still have to pay bills. People still have to make money. Everybody still has to function. We have to keep doing this as long as we can. And I think if everybody keeps their sanitation habits at top notch and everybody keeps their immune systems really strong, I think even if you contract this, you could fight it off pretty quickly. But just be aware of this and understand what's going on, Dad.
You know, Austin, that was an excellent monologue. But man, you said so much. Let me kind of just back out of this thing for just a second. You know, Oprah Winfrey, who I, by the way, they asked me to be on her show back in the 90s, and I turned her down, the producer. He said, why would you turn down Oprah Winfrey? Why would I go on Oprah Winfrey? I don't want to deal with her. They wanted me to go in there and debate, like, it was going to be me against, like, five medical professionals, like medical doctors, when I was talking about the top 10 foods never to eat and about why you needed to avoid aspartame. And I saw a setup when I saw a setup. And I didn't have any books at the bookstore, and there was no such thing as the World Wide Web. You know, we didn't have the Internet. And so it was there was no upside for me to deal with a bunch of weirdos. But Oprah Winfrey said something. She said, racism basically will never stop until all the old white men are dead. Now, that's paraphrase. I'm not quoting her exactly because I don't want to say that Oprah said this quote, I'm paraphrasing it. But that's what she said, sort of. Here's the thing. Nationalism won't be wiped out until all of the old white men are dead. Now, listen to me. Now, we've talked about this on the show, and again, we're way ahead of the curve on this. I've told you many times, I don't know what this country is going to do when people like myself and people who are like 50 and above, who've not raised alpha males like Austin, what's going to happen to the country if suddenly everything basically goes to a mess. And, you know, we're going to lose now. This is all Frankfurt School, guys, which is through the international banking cartels again. This is the groupthink control. They want the younger group that's been raised on iPhones and iPads, who've been brain and trained using social media to be in charge. That way they can say to you, if you don't do what we want you to do, we're going to hit you up on Instagram. Oh, no, not Instagram. Oh, yeah, whatever. You know, on all of them. Okay. That's what they want to do. They want to go ahead and they want to say, I've got you under control because I can hit you with Instagram. I can hit you on Facebook. I can hit you on whatever social media platform you're in. I can take away your 100,000 followers, or I can slam you in front of the 100,000 followers. This is groupthink control. They're already doing it in China, guys. They're doing it with the social credit scores. But they know that the old guys like me, 64 years old, almost 65 now, that my response is, go away. Leave me alone. Shut up. I don't care. They know that. I don't care what groupthink thinks. I don't care because we weren't raised that way. I mean, a lot of the guys my age don't even use iPads or iPhones or computers. You say, really? I said, yeah, really. This is true. A lot of them don't. Yeah, in fact, I didn't even use a doggone iPhone, you know, until about 10 years ago, or an iPad. But I knew I needed to do something as far as getting more news and getting more information and more quickly. And it's, you know, these devices make things so easy to do. So we get used to them, but I could live without them. I mean, that's why I tell folks, when you go to dinner, leave your iPad, leave your iPhone in the car, unless you've got children at home and there may be an emergency, somebody has to reach you. And if you did that case, still leave it in your wife's purse and just turn the ringer on. If something happens, so he calls you, you can take the phone call. You know, last night I'm sitting in the movie with Sharon and the phone rings. And it's another talk show host. I just let it go to voicemail. I'm going to interrupt a movie. But of course, like I said, there's nobody in there. So this is before the show started. I'm about to have a date night with my wife. By the way, we did wipe all the chairs down. I mentioned that earlier. And then we dried them all off. And it was pretty safe because there's nobody in there, so we have to worry about somebody breathing or sneezing on us.
That's true.
So we've got to have the group thing, guys. It's so important that we understand that they don't want the white guys around. And now I will say also, there are a lot of old black guys too that are just as much of a patriot as the old white guys. And there's some old Hispanic guys that have seen the fall of Castro, see the fall of Cuba and Castro, and they're absolutely opposed to communism, and they're patriots also, some of the Hispanics. So we've got a whole group of people who remember the Russian Revolution, not the Russian Revolution, but the Castro Revolution, World War II. They're all pretty much gone now. And so little by little, they're getting rid of the population that knows the truth. That's why I urge all of you, please listen to me. Read the book. It's free online. It's called The Bad War. Amazon banned it. It's about World War II. They have completely rewritten the entire events that caused World War II in the history books and in the classrooms. They're lying almost about everything. They were doing it back in the 60s when we were in school. Now it's ridiculous. Last night when I left the theater, there were two guys. One of them was black and one of them was Hispanic behind the countertop. You say, well, why do you say they're black and why do you say they're Hispanic? Because they were black and they were Hispanic. Whatever. This isn't a politically correct show. Let it go. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if they're white, pink, or green. If I say they're white, pink, or green, who cares? It doesn't matter. Ugh. Gosh, I can't stand political correctness. And I was talking to them, and I said, are you guys aware of the coronavirus? Ah, yeah, we read something about it. We think it's a big joke. And I'm like, oh, it's a big joke. I don't think it's a big joke, but, you know, let me give you some information. So I started talking to them. And they had a real flippant, real lackadaisical attitude about it. They said, well, blah, blah, because, you know, they're in their 20s. And I said to them, I said, guys, I said, you just don't care, do you? And they said, oh, no, we care. I said, no, you don't. You don't care. So then I said, just do me a favor. I said, just Google me. And they said, what do you mean Google me? I said, well, you know what Google is. You know, I mean, I'm not going to tell you to use DuckDuckGoGo because you're not going to use that. You're using Google. And I said, just type in Ted B-R-O. And they did. And then all of a sudden I pop up. And they go, oh, is that you? And I'm like, yeah. I said, guys, here's the deal. You know, we've got our own talk show that's politically incorrect. So if you guys don't want to hear that, don't listen to the show. I said, but this thing's real. But there's certain precautions that you can do to massively reduce the severity of it. Oh, what are those? And I gave them the information. They didn't write anything down. I said, you don't care. And they said, no, we do. I said, no, you don't. You didn't write anything down. And they said, well, we didn't write it down. So how do you remember? What did I tell you? Well, we don't remember. I'm like, that's the point. You don't care. See, this is the group of people that the globalists want running the United States. These are the Cortezes out of New York, who was a bartender. There's nothing wrong with being a bartender. I'm not picking on her being a bartender. But she answered a casting call to be congresswoman. And they put this blithering idiot who can't discuss anything about world events. I guarantee you start asking her questions about World War II or World War I, she'd look at you like she was a calf at a new gate. She'd have no idea what you were talking about. Why? Because she's not educated as far as world history. She's not really educated much about anything, the stupid stuff she says. Once she comes off teleprompter, comes off her notes, comes off her script, she sounds like a complete and total buffoon. Kind of like Donald Trump does, you know? Sends out a tweet fiddling and says, this tweet says you can't stop what's coming. He says, I don't know what this means, but I'm setting it back out. So Donald Trump is basically tweeting out a picture of him fiddling like Nero fiddling by Rome Burns. I mean, are we dealing with this level of incompetence throughout the entire governmental structure? Yeah, we are, actually. Look at Biden. Look at Bernie. Bernie's the long-term communist who's basically hardcore Stalinist, Leninist, communist. Biden's senile. You know, can't remember where he is. Now they're saying they're going to probably cancel the rest of the debates and blah, blah, blah. And Trump's canceling his rallies, which is smart. the debates, they should have still been televised. They should have still gone on. But they don't want everybody to see how unbelievably incompetent Biden is and how much senile dementia he has. Guys, you know, if he becomes president, which I don't think he will. I think Trump's going to win. And Hillary's his running mate. Guys, we get Hillary Clinton as president because they're going to find him mentally incompetent pretty doggone quick. And he'll be the president. He'll get to say, oh, I was the president of the United States. As they haul him off and put him in a little short bus and take him in a little padded room. So you're nuts. Oh, gosh, that was terrible, wasn't it? I'm not trying to I'm not trying to be mean with people that have problems with mental illnesses or senile dementia. I'm not doing that. What I'm saying is they don't need to be president of the United States. I am saying that. And then we'll have the witch of Benghazi back in, or Donald Trump. So again, we have our choice between: would you rather have Ebola, which is going to kill you in days, or would you rather have AIDS, which will kill you in years? Which one do you want, Ebola or AIDS? Here's your choice. We're giving you. Remember what Otto Kahn said, and guys, I've told you this so many times. One of the founding members of the Federal Reserve Bank, second largest home in the United States behind the Biltmore Estate, super unbelievably wealthy man because he was another Rothschild front cutout. He said we control both sides of the narrative. We control communism and we control capitalism. We use one as a brake and one as the accelerator. We hold the earth by its axis and we turn it any direction we want to go in order to get our desired outcome. Guys, I've quoted you that so many times. This is who's running it all right now. This is who's doing all of this stuff. So guys, just be aware of what's going on. Stay frosty. I mean, silver sales. I mean, they sold millions of Eagles the last few days. I mean, silver sales have gone through the roof because why are people doing this? Because people are anticipating a complete and total global collapse of the banking system, and they have no means of exchange without having barter to use silver. That's what's going on. That's why you see silver going through the roof. It's not an investment-grade commodity. It's a barter commodity. Now, you can save it, and it will go through the roof in the event that we have hyperinflation, like they decide to do a Weimar, which they could easily do, you know, to start making everything hyperinflate. But, guys, we just happen to find ourselves in the middle of this. So, again, I've said this to you 100 times on the show. If you're bored right now, you're listening to the wrong talk shows. I mean, we got a lot of stuff happening right now all around us. And, guys, here's the thing. You got to stay focused on Jesus, the author, the finisher, the perfecter of our faith. You can't let yourself go into a fear-based mindset. And guys, it's crippling. Fear is the mind killer. It's the spirit killer. It cripples you. You can't. You paralyze with fear. Fear makes you basically get off of the little boat, you know, on a landing boat, you know, on D-Day, and hide behind the boat, and wait until you get shot, and you get paralyzed with fear, and you can't even move. It doesn't let you take action. You can't allow fear to direct you and to guide you. Just be cautious, be prepared, and look at it all like it's a puzzle. Unfolding in front of you like a landscape that's being built in front of you, and realize what these clowns are doing. Guys, you just happen to find yourself right in the middle of this. Now, my next question people say to me is this: could we be in the beginning of the book of Revelation? And my response is yeah. And so I'm raising my coronavirus threat. We were at 6. I'm raising it to an 8 now. You know, 8 is pretty doggone bad. I didn't think I'd have to go to an 8. But I'm jumping up 2 notches. I'm going from 6 to 8 right now on the coronavirus threat. Not because of the coronavirus. Okay, let me qualify it. But because of the blowback from the coronavirus in the world financial markets and the business markets and everything that's happening around us. I'm saying we're an 8 now because of our government's inaction to stop the onslaught of infected people from coming into the United States. That's why I'm giving it an 8. Because of the stock market collapse. So it's getting really serious. For me to go to an 8, which I thought I wouldn't do, I'm there. Primarily, too, because of that ridiculous fear porn speech that Trump made last night. I mean, that was ridiculous. I'd rather have him just in all these meetings that they're having at the federal government level and all these groups of people that are meeting and making it all classified information. What the heck is all that about? My goodness, are you kidding me? What is that? Is that because we're bringing UN troops in? Or does that mean we're opening up FEMA camps? Does that mean we're opening up quarantine detention facilities? Whatever you want to call them, if they don't want us to know about it? What the heck? Guys, stay frosty, stay alert, Austin. What do you think, bud?
Well, I think now, you know, with what we've seen in, you know, Italy, where I think the death rate over there is around 6%, mainly because Italy Italy also has a higher median age population over there as far as overall age. And I think now we're starting to see what the Chinese government has been hiding and what they were hiding in January. Remember when they were coming in and they were bringing in all these incinerators? It was just 3-4 weeks ago. Everybody said, oh, that's nothing. They're not doing anything with that. And all of a sudden, people start getting disappeared. Videos start surfacing. People say anything on social media, and all of a sudden, their videos are gone. Fake news, fake news, fake news. That's not happening. They're not dragging people into quarantine centers, kicking and screaming in hazmat suits, and people are yelling and fighting. They're taking them in back rooms and disappearing them. Why were they fighting that hard? Why are they fighting that hard in those videos? I mean, you got to think about it. These people looked terrified in some of these videos that I saw. A lot of them have been taken down. A lot of them have been scrubbed. A lot of them got banned. Lively had a few of them. I think some of those got taken down, too. A lot of these people just absolutely terrified, kicking and screaming that 4 and 5 people had to restrain them to drag them into these buildings. I mean, it obviously wasn't because they were going to help them if they had a sickness. Hey, you know, I know you're sick. We're going to put you on an IV drip. We're going to help you out. That obviously was not why they were kicking and screaming, fighting to go in there. What was China hiding about this? They obviously knew something was going on because they blocked everything. The numbers were so ridiculous. And now the guy comes out, little communist leader over there, comes out and goes, everything's under control now in China. There's no issues at all. We're completely and totally controlled. Everything's contained. Everything's going back to normal. Well, if that's the case, why has nothing opened back up in China? Why aren't the factories up and running 100%? Why is not Shanghai completely and totally operational and slinging containers in and out now? Why is everything still in a standstill in China? If everything's great and everything's dandy and there's nothing to see in China, why is nothing happening in China? Just thought I'd ask that question. So, I mean, this is definitely not something. The same thing with Dad said. Me personally, I don't think the virus is as much of an issue if you have proper sanitation and proper supplementation. I really don't. I think your body can fight it off just like getting anything, just basically getting the flu. I told you guys, I got the flu last year. It was brutal stuff for about 2 or 3 days. Pushed it out, got over it, went back to work, done. But what we're going to see here, in my opinion, is this is going to be, if this continues to escalate, this is going to be a paradigm shifting scenario that is going to change the U.S. forever. And what I mean by that is, if these things continue to go on, and they are, we pretty much allow them because of our complacency, because everybody's so spooked of what's going on, and we allow the government to come in and start putting all these restrictions and all these bills. Because remember, there's a high probability that they're going to try to do some type of forced vaccine. I've said it already. I'm telling you where the puck's going to go. I've said this repeatedly. They're going to try to do some type of forced vaccine. If they don't do a forced vaccine, what they're going to try to do is a mandatory vaccine that if you don't follow it, you basically are not going to be able to travel or go to events and so forth. That's what I'm telling you right now. That's where I think this is going to go. That way they can sign a bill in that requires something new with TSA or DHS, or they put it under the guise of some alphabet agency to handle it, of course. And they're going to say, well, if you do this or you travel here, you basically have to show them some type of vaccine papers now for the foreseeable future. And, of course, when everything's back to normal, we'll remove that requirement, of course, like they always say. Just how taxes have always continued to go down, right? Every year they keep going down. Being sarcastic. How the gun bills always continue to get better and we get less and less and less gun restrictions and we have more gun rights, right? That's how it always works, right? We have less and less restrictions on us. We have less and less fines from the EPA. I mean, the EPA turned around, these guys saw that, the Diesel Brothers, the guys out in Utah that built all of those trucks at that TV show, they just got fined $850,000 by the EPA for modifying trucks, basically, and taking the DPF filter off diesel trucks so they could use them in off-road racing. The EPA now says that you're not even allowed to modify a truck, even if it's for an off-road purpose. You can't even do it anymore. Done. It's illegal. We'll fine you. And the irony about it is the only thing the EPA is doing now is trying to justify its meaningless existence by going after hardworking American companies and fining them, and almost in the case of bankruptcy, because they've touched an exhaust on their vehicle that they own, and the EPA says, no, you can't do that. Do you understand the level of tyranny that I just talked about there? That the EPA is fining people, in some cases, the millions of dollars for touching an exhaust pipe on their vehicle that they own, that they want to take off-road and race? Is this America? Is this where we're at now? And ironically enough, the money that is fined, the fine, it doesn't go to save the environment. It doesn't go to a Save the Whales campaign. It doesn't go to clean up plastic pollution in California. You know where it goes? It goes to the general operating budget of the EPA. They're fining people to justify their meaningless existence so they can continue to bankroll their budget. This is what you have happen in a tyrannical government. This is what happens when they can't take enough, so they have to figure out how to fine you more. Same thing with the seatbelt tickets that I was diametrically opposed to. Not saying you shouldn't wear your seatbelt. I think you should wear your seatbelt. Studies have shown that there's decreased fatalities when you wear your seatbelt in a head-on collision. But why is it the government's role to pull you over and fine you with a ticket if you decide or you forget to wear a seatbelt in your vehicle that you pay for and you pay for insurance on? Why is it their role? Who gave them that right to do so? Now, I'm not sitting here arguing things about, you know, excessive speeding and reckless driving. Yes, those things can cause damage and danger to other people. But seatbelts have no impact on anybody else but the occupants of your vehicle, primarily you, if you decide not to wear one. That has no impact on other drivers. Zero. Zero impact. But yet the government thinks it's necessary for them to fine you. This is what we're going to start seeing happening in the same role of vaccines now. They will not stop. They have every single bit. These globalists have every single intention to try to force people to do their bidding. So it's just something we have to be aware of, and we have to keep exposing it. That's the biggest thing. If we can't physically stop it in Washington right now, we at least have to get other people talking about it. Because as we have seen numerous times, this banking cartel that runs the planet, they cannot stand being outed for what they're doing. They cannot stand it. These guys are like the biggest cockroaches on the planet. They hate the light. They live in the darkness. When something gets brought up about what they're doing, we've seen this now numerous times. Topics get brought up, things come to light, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, well, we're reversing our stance on that. They've done that numerous times. They push it, they push it, they push it. They see what the population's going to do. They took a step back. They tried this after Sandy Hook with Obama. Obama was completely bent on doing a full-blown assault weapon ban and a magazine ban in the U.S. They were going to attempt to do it. They were going to try to do it from an executive standpoint. And the United States population went nuts. We went out and bought another, what was it, like 800,000 weapons in a few weeks. Purchased up, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of magazines just in a few weeks. Basically said, sure, go for it. Say when. That's what we did. And so they said, whoa, 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 whoa. Back off, back off, back off. Red alert. Absolutely not. This is not going to happen right now. The American population is still not scared, dumbed down enough, and complacent enough to go along with this type of tyrannical order. So we'll give it a few more years and we'll try it again. And that's what they've continued trying to do. And now they're going to try to do it through fear of this, in my opinion. They may not try to go after guns right now, but they're definitely going to try to go after our civil liberties and our rights. There's no question about that. But anyways, another topic I want to bring up. This is an interesting story, and I wanted to address this very quickly, especially for all of our listeners and friends with kids. Completely off topic, but I saw this article and I wanted to bring it up. In Georgetown, Texas, a family is spreading the word after a man in a vehicle tried to abduct their 13-year-old son. Seventh grader Daniel Whitecloud said a stranger pulled up in a van while he was basically walking home from school. The person told him that his mother had sent him to pick him up from school and he needed to jump in the truck and he was going to take him home. Now, seventh grade Daniel Whitecloud was still obviously mentally acute, 13-year-old, and he said, "What is the safe code my mother gave you?" And the guy said, "What are you talking about? No, she didn't give me a safe code." And he goes, "You better believe it. My mom gave me a safe code. What's the safe code?" Guy got all spooked, turned around, took off opposite direction. His parents had told him If anybody tries to get you in a vehicle, if anybody tries to tell you to go somewhere, if anybody tells you, hey, I'm with your parents, I'm here to pick you up, this is the safe code. They obviously didn't say what the code was. It could be, you know, apples and bananas. It doesn't matter. You pick something. And he knew right away that his parents had drilled this in him. Hey, if they come up, somebody says this to you, you ask them for the safe code. They don't know what the safe code is. You basically run the opposite direction. You start yelling fire. You start yelling help. You start yelling I'm being abducted, whatever you got to do. And, of course, it worked. And so I'm saying this. As more and more of these sicko pedophiles around the country, and more of them have gotten away with what they get away with because the whole thing with Jeffrey Epstein was completely and totally buried. Nobody even hardly talks about it anymore. And the global pedophile ring continues to go on. Make sure you discuss things with your kids like that about bad people and pedophiles and abductors and a great idea with the safe code. So I just thought I would bring that up, Dad, as kind of a lighter topic, but also a true relevant topic that is something that we need to be aware of because these things do happen on a regular basis, and our children also need to be prepared for them.
Yep, you know, you're 100% right, Austin. Give your kids a safe code. Also, one more thing, too. Remember, we've given the rights of our country over to our elected officials. Are compromised via the military-industrial complex, which is completely controlled via the CIA. The CIA is completely controlled through the international banking cartels, and the international banking cartels are completely controlled through Lucifer. That's what they are. They're basically wizards. They're basically, you know, weirdos. You think, well, it shouldn't be that way. Hey, I agree with you. All right, and they want to tie us together in a 5G computer system, you know, to an interdimensional interface. I can smell the CIA overall on all the stuff. The CIA is involved in the release of this virus. The CIA is released. Remember, the CIA runs the media, and the media is pushing the fear porn. I just had a phone call while you were talking, Austin. I took the call because it was one of our suppliers, because we only get the super high-quality products. And they said, because of Trump's address last night, he scared the holy living crap out of everybody. And now we're going to have a shortage of a bunch of products because he scared everybody last night. I mean, this is what he did last night. This was all fear porn last night again. To make you unbelievably scared and not give you any solutions on what to do. So the article, Austin had mentioned this earlier. I want to bring it up. This is back in January. In January, Russia closed its eastern border as coronavirus spreads to every region of China. Back in January, Russia completely covered and shut down their system and their country. Here's another one. Trying to cover up his tracks? Question marks. Trump reportedly orders coronavirus talks classified. What the heck? Here's another one. Trump's address sparks chaos as coronavirus crisis deepens. Another one. Congressional doctor predicts 70 to 150 million U.S. coronavirus cases. Wow, guys, this is just getting nuts. U.S. coronavirus infections just surpassed 1,000 as the global death rates reach 6%, and some demographics up to 28%. This is 60 times higher than the seasonal flu. This is what's happening right now. Okay, we've had to put a limit on the amount of vitamin C we could send you because we're running out of inventory. We warned you this was going to happen. We're doing everything we can to scramble and try to keep products in for you guys. Guys, I love you. I prayed for you today, too. It's my privilege, my responsibility, if you allow me to have that responsibility to pray for you and to protect you. Because I love you guys. Thank you for supporting Health Masters. Thank you for listening to the show. Guys, remember, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Do not allow yourself to walk in fear. You don't walk in fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Don't allow these Kabbalists, what they are, these druids, these weirdos, this high priesthood of what they want to call themselves, these nutbags, to mess with your head. These guys are going to use numbers and gematria and all kinds of other crazy stuff to try to control the energy field around this planet to make as much fear as they possibly can. Guys, don't let them do that to you. If your friends are going, oh my gosh, don't be Chicken Little. Don't do that. Your friends come up to you run and say, no, man, just chill out. It's all right. Just take your D, your C, iodine. Just be okay. You'll be okay. Just chill out. You'll be fine. Just make sure you avoid large areas. Keep your hands washed. That's right. Spray up your nose, nasal spray up your nose, swab your nose with colloidal silver. Go on with your life. Don't let them get you into hysteria, guys. That's what Trump did last night. You talk about acting unpresidential. That was ridiculous last night. Now we have an unseen enemy called the coronavirus. You're either with us or you're with the terrorists. Didn't that kind of remind you of that speech with George W. last night? Same BS that we've God to listen to all the time. That's what it reminded me last night. You're either with us or you're with the terrorists, okay? You're either with us or you're with the coronavirus, which means you do what we tell you to do or you're with the coronavirus. We want to quarantine you. We want to immunize you. We will do whatever we want to do to you. You're either with us or you're with the coronavirus. Remember what Goebbels said and all these guys said? It's easy to control groupthink. You just make everybody who doesn't do what you tell them to do, make them non-patriotic, make them not an American, and the Americans will hold them in line. That's exactly what they did in Nazi Germany. That's exactly what they're doing to us right now. Austin, I'll let you finish it up. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Remember, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. I'll talk to you tomorrow. I love you guys.
That was well said. And also, too, if you guys saw over in Kentucky, a associate basically tested positive for the virus. And so now Walmart is discussing potential store hour restrictions at the basically nationwide. They're talking about shutting down Walmart part of the evening and night to basically thoroughly clean the entire department store. That's going to raise the cost. It's going to massively decrease sales if they do that. But I guess they're trying to keep people still going into Walmart and buying stuff after this happens. So, again, be prepared, but don't live in a spirit of fear. That's why I've been saying for months now, literally months, just make sure you're ready. Have some supplies together. And, again, make sure you have some stuff together if you need to self-quarantine. If you just say, hey, listen, I'm going to take a leave of absence from work. This is getting bad around here. Wherever you're at, I'm not saying this is what you need to do, but I'm saying if you have to, make sure you have enough piles in your house of your supplements, especially that you really need, some food, some water. You know, go in and basically start having some stored water and some stored filtration. I know our water distiller, I've been cooking ours, I mean, day and night right now, filling up extra jugs at the house we have. And, you know, basically just I got some of the hard plastic jugs. I got some of the regular jugs, glass jugs, and just filling them up, adding a little bit of silver, adding a little bit of Aquatrace to them. They pretty much store indefinitely at that point. And just that way you got backup water, because you don't realize how much water you drink when it comes to drinking water, cooking food, especially if you have some of our food buckets. And, you know, it takes water for all that. So you definitely want to have a backup supply so that you're not going to have to go out and about as much as possible. Now's that time to do it. Actually, months ago was that time to do it, as I've told everybody for probably years. But if you haven't done it, it's definitely now that time. So again, thank you for the continued support. We will be here. We will continue to be here. We'll continue to help everybody out the best we can. If you need anything, feel free to check out the website, healthmasters.com. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night, as always, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.